We're in Simon Tafman Beis, if you the Mechaber says, the Yoshim of Lushal, the Sheikhar Sa'orim, ink which was cooked with beer made out of barley, that's how they made the ink. Matar Lichtobo, you're allowed to write with it, the Mishmar says, because everything that was mixed into it makes it gross, and now it is no longer ra'i to be drank even by a dog, and therefore you're allowed to not only have it, but you're allowed to write with it during a Chol HaMoed. But if a non-Jew cooked this ink up on Pesach, so then you wouldn't be allowed to write with it, because it's not Nifsal when Pesach came. The Mishnah Berurah says that we're not choshesh that you're going to put it in your mouth and then eat the ink, because it's Nifsal from Achilas Kelev. Even though it's Nifsal from Achilas Kelev, it's still Aser B'Achila, still, that's only when you eat it B'Kavana, because of Achshaveh. But here, where it's not your intention to eat it, even if you put the pen in your mouth, so that's just what people do when they're writing. Sometimes they'll put it in their mouth, or they'll lick it to get it wet, whatever it is. So we don't have that concern, since it's not your Kavana to eat it. So it's not, the Poskim is saying, it's not Lo Chashinam, we're not afraid that you're going to put it in your mouth. Rather, we're not afraid that when you put it in your mouth, your Kavana is to eat it. And therefore, that's how Nissan Karelis explains that it's really okay to put it in your mouth, even Mazed, because your intention is not to eat it. And therefore, the Poskim say that this is why toothpaste or mouthwash is going to be okay as well to use on Pesach, because the person who is using it does not intend to eat it, rather just to wash out their mouth and then spit it out, so there's no achshavei on it, and since it's nifsal mechilas kelev, therefore it's going to be okay. So to lipstick, says Or Litzion, it's going to be okay, because since it's nifsal mechilas kelev, and your intention is not to eat it, there's no achshavei on it, so even though sometimes when you're eating it'll go into your mouth, since it's not your kavana, it's okay. Rav Yashav, on the other hand, says that even though Meikar Din, all these things are really okay, still, Mishum Chumr de Pesach, you shouldn't use toothpaste or mouthwash that has chametz in it, even if it is nifsal me'achilas kelev. So too, he says, cleaning materials, even though they're not ra'i l'achilas kelev, still, Riyashiv says, mishum chumr de Pesach, you should use ones which are especially have a hechsher for Pesach, but many poskim disagree, because there's no achshavei by it. So if you'd alaf, arevel shalashim ben chametz, these boards which are used to roll the dough on, ein l'smocha masha rochtzen osan b'chamen rim nakarna chametz behen, don't rely on the fact that you're going to wash it off, even with hot water, and try and get out the chametz, ki evshar l'nakarn shalo yishar ben bein, Hakol kazayis, it's very difficult to get all the chametz out. A kazayis is always going to be left somewhere in there. Vahaklim and tzarfo. Vitzarech litnam b'matan alein Yehudi, therefore you should give it to a non-Jew as a gift, ad lachar Pesach, and then take it back after Pesach. Don't say to him you're only giving it to him until after Pesach, but just take it back after Pesach. Olo tochem batit, or to put plaster on it, which will make it nifsal. So too, if there's dough in these certain types of kalim that you can't clean out well enough. Those utensils which you keep flour in the whole year, you should give it to a non-Jew as a gift as well. Utensils which you keep bread in. Something which was used to cover a bag of flour, lo mahani lanir, you can't just shake it off. You have to wash it off well with soap and hot water, etc. So when it comes to these kind of things, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's only talking about these large boards that they used to use, which had many parts, so some chametz would go in. But if you have a board that's made out of one piece, so we're not concerned that you won't be able to get the chametz out, and it'll be okay to just clean it out and put it away.